Belinda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Wrecking Ball, by Jeff Kinney, read by Dan Russell. Hello. Just a heads up before the main event. The production you're about to experience is a 3D audio production. What does this mean? Well, firstly, in order to fully appreciate the 3D immersion, you need to be listening on headphones. Because sometimes it might sound like this. Or like this. Yahoo! And sometimes things like this might happen. So, hold on to your hats, sit back, and enjoy the ride. March. Sunday. I've read that in ancient times they used to bury kings and pharaohs with all their possessions. Back then, I guess they thought you could take your things with you into the afterlife. Well, if I ever get buried with all my junk, I might really regret it later on. Mom's having me do some spring cleaning to get rid of things I don't need. Well, that seemed like a good idea until I realized just how much stuff I've actually got. I spent the whole morning going through my closet, and it's crazy how much was packed in there. And it's not like it was organized or anything. I've basically been throwing things in my closet since we first moved in. Digging through my closet was like going through my childhood. And the farther back I went, the further back in time it took me. The stuff near the front of the closet was all junk I tossed in there over the past year, like homework and comic books. But after I got those things out of the way, I started finding stuff I'd forgot about. I found a model rocket I got for my 10th birthday and a costume I wore for Halloween a few years ago. And there was a bunch of other things I didn't even know I still had. When I dug a little deeper, I found something I thought I'd lost years ago. It was a binder full of stickers I'd collected in the 3rd grade. I used to be obsessed with stickers, especially the scratch and sniff kind.